KSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Tropical Storm Beryl knocked out power to more than 2 million homes and businesses in the Houston area as it swept across the Texas coast. After making landfall as a Category 1 hurricane early Monday, Beryl unleashed heavy rains that prompted dozens of high-water rescues of stranded residents. Houston Mayor John Whitmire says flooding remains a major issue.
Houstonians, anyone that can hear my voice, shelter in place. Shelter in place. We're in an emergency. We're in a rescue mode. Life safety. We're literally getting calls across Houston right now asking for first responders to come rescue individuals in desperate life safety conditions.
The storm has moved inland and is heading north-northeast. Meanwhile, in other parts of the country, record-breaking heat is the problem.
Authorities in Oregon's Multnomah County, which is home to Portland, have reported at least four suspected heat-related deaths. National Weather Service meteorologist Hannah Chandler Cooley says Oregon's most populous city broke daily record temperatures on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And we're seeing record-breaking daily high temperatures as well as pretty warm overnight lows.
The county has been operating three daytime cooling centers with the aim of providing relief to those most vulnerable to heat-related illness, like people living outside, older people, people with disabilities, and people whose homes don't have air conditioning. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Biden, in a public letter to congressional Democrats, is standing firm against calls for him to drop his candidacy after his dismal debate performance. Biden wrote in a two-page letter Monday, the question of how to move forward has been well aired for over a week now, and it's time for it to end. This is SRN News. Israel has no chief rabbi.
For the first time in about 100 years, the Jewish state is without an occupant of one of its most important offices. David Lau and Yitzhak Yosef, who are both serving jointly, have ended their 10-year terms, and there's no agreement on who is going to replace them. The office of chief rabbi has become a point of contention in Israel, and the 150-member council of rabbis and public officials that have to select a replacement just can't seem to agree on the next one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the November elections looming, a pair of conservative Christian organizations are joining forces to try and mobilize believers. The Family Policy Alliance Foundation and Christians Engaged are coming together in an effort to sign up 1 million Christians to engage in elections at all levels. They will also encourage believers to be in prayer for the candidates and the nation right up to Election Day. This is SRN News. Most medical students at Baltimore's Johns Hopkins University will no longer pay tuition thanks to a billion-dollar gift from the Bloomberg Philanthropies. We hear more on this story from correspondent Rita Foley reporting.
Starting in the fall, the gift will cover full tuition for medical students from families earning less than $300,000. Living expenses and fees will be covered for students from families who earn up to $175,000. Bloomberg Philanthropies founder Michael Bloomberg says the gift will allow students to serve more families and communities who need them the most. And although this may sound stunning, Johns Hopkins will be only the latest medical school to offer free tuition to most or all of its medical students after gifts from benefactors. I'm Rita Foley.
The entertainment giant Paramount will merge with Skydance. More details at SRNNews.com.